Dominic Shelard is one of the only openly gay vice chancellors of a major university in the United Kingdom. He's here to talk about receiving the Mahatma Gandhi Seva Medal and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Dominic.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Tell us about receiving the Gandhi Medal.
Well, this was a very unexpected honor that I received. Our university has a real commitment on what we describe as the public good. And what that means is that we think that universities are very special communities and that we can give a lot back to our local communities. So we've set up a community scheme called the Square Mile Scheme, where we work with a group of local residents, literally 10 minutes from our campus, on around about 80 different projects, everything from testing their hearing, to testing for diabetes, to supporting LGBT youth, to working in local schools. And rather wonderfully and very unexpectedly, the Gandhi Global Foundation heard about this and decided that the university and myself were worthy of the award of the Gandhi Seva Medal. I think it's much more for the university than just myself, but I was thrilled to receive it at a ceremony in Delhi.
Tell us about the event you have planned for January 6, 2017.
This is an absolutely awesome event for our university. After the Brexit referendum vote on the 23rd of June, our students were pretty depressed about the fact that the UK had decided to leave the European Union. You're probably aware that people under 30 in the UK predominantly voted to stay. So we wanted to, you know, think about an event that they could undertake that would demonstrate to the outside world that not everybody in the UK felt it was important to become insular or cut yourself off from engaging with other countries. So they took advantage of a program we have called DMU Global, where we actually give our students £400 each to make an overseas trip as part of their degree program. And a large number of them got together and said the place they wanted to go to, because they felt that it epitomized a really progressive attitude to diversity and to tolerance, was New York. Now, we thought about 100 would sign up for it, and unbelievably, we're going to be taking 1,082 staff and students to New York from the 3rd to the 9th of January. And on the 6th of January, we're going to have a picnic and a photo op in Central Park, where we're going to sort of demonstrate that, you know, people in the UK do stand with progressive people in the US who are concerned about issues relating to intolerance and to a lack of appreciation of diversity. And it's just a very, very small thing that our students want to do, which, you know, will have a big impact, I think, on their own personal development and perhaps on some of the people that we meet as well.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
Well, you mentioned in your introduction that I'm one of the very few, not the only at the moment, out gay vice chancellors in the United Kingdom. And I've never wanted to make a sort of, you know, become obsessive about my sexuality in relation to my work. But I do think it's important that people try and encourage other people to feel comfortable in their own skins and to recognize that, you know, celebrating diversity and cherishing it is a really important human right. It's an important human value. And it's good for personal and professional development. So if there's anything that I can do in my role that might advance some of those themes, then I'd be very pleased to do so. And in terms of the trip to New York, I think the key thing that the university wants to achieve is to counter something that our Prime Minister, Theresa May, said back in October when she gave a speech to the Conservative Party conference. And she said, if you're a citizen of the world, you're a citizen of nowhere. And I don't think we believe that at our university. We think that understanding about different cultures, speaking different languages, trying to see the world from the perspective of people that you haven't engaged with before, is actually a very positive thing to do. So I think we're hoping that our trip to New York will be a symbolic representation of that.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I'd probably cite two things in response. First of all, I've introduced at the university, De Montfort University Pride, we call it DMU Pride, because unfortunately the actual Pride festival that we have in our city in Leicester takes place when our students aren't here. It takes place at the end of August. And I always felt that our students missed out from engaging with Leicester's Pride. So we actually have our own Pride Festival, which is a series of cultural events, and celebrations and talks in February. And we always try and invite people who might not be as fortunate as us to perhaps enjoy some of the tolerance that we're very lucky to have in the UK. I mean, we obviously had our parliamentary vote fairly recently to permit gay marriage, and that was a very big moment, I think, for the UK as a country. So at the last Pride, we invited 10 members of the LGBT community in Russia who are suffering terrible persecution at the moment. There's tremendous intolerance in Russia, as you know, for members of our community. And our students raised funds to pay for 10, generally people under 25, to come over to Leicester. I think they were here for upwards of 2 weeks, and they forged very strong links with them going forward. And I think that was a very important thing. And the second thing I'd cite is I'm the honorary president of our local LGBTQ centre in Leicester. And there's only 5 centres left in the UK now, which is in itself, I think, quite a horrifying figure, actually. So I'm very pleased to be able to have, albeit quite a cursory role, but I do what I can to raise the profile of that centre.
You mentioned the disappointing Brexit vote, and of course what we've been dealing with Trump becoming the next president-elect here in the United States. What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in your country in the next few years?
Well, I think the first thing that needs to happen is a very sort of passionate calling out of against hate crime. I mean, there's been a well-documented rise in hate crime in the United Kingdom since the 23rd of June of this year. And I think it's incumbent upon people like myself and people who believe in the importance of tolerance and diversity to call that out. I think secondly, I mean, we've had some big legislative advances in the UK in recent years. I mean, gay marriage is very important, civil partnership was very important, but I still think there are significant issues that are facing members of the trans community. I think that homophobic bullying, unfortunately, is still pretty prevalent in British schools. And I think that we mustn't be complacent in our country just because we've had some tremendous legislative advances. You know, there are still some significant battles to fight. And I think the most important thing is we've got to counter this increasing spread of intolerance generally in our country, which unfortunately, I would say, the referendum campaign has unleashed.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. I know this is also, as you mentioned, a situation in your country as well. What advice would you have for these kids?
Well, I think the first thing that I would say is that no matter how dark the environment feels around you, no matter how depressing the world appears, there is always somebody to talk to. There's always somebody who will be able to, I think, give some supportive advice to help you tackle some of the issues that you might be confronting. You're probably aware of the LGBT campaigning group Stonewall in the UK, and they've been running a tremendous anti-bullying initiative recently. And this is about encouraging people to, in a practical way, counter examples of bullying and encouraging people to report instances and to offer sort of practical support. So I think that's the first thing that I would say. I kind of think the second thing as well is to, and this is something that our students continually talk about in their LGBT society, there is nothing more empowering than coming out. And, you know, it was the best decision that I ever made in my life. And I think if you can just think about the confidence that would give you, the support that would give you as well, to remind you that you're not alone, no matter how grim things sound, I think that's a very, very important thing to be able to recognize.
How can people get information about your work and also about the January 6th event in New York City?
Okay, well, I've got a short confession here. I share a passion with your president-elect, Donald Trump, for Twitter. But hopefully I use it a little bit more judiciously. My Twitter handle is @DMUVC, and I always reply to people who contact me. So that would be a good way to get in touch and to get more information about what's going on at DMU. In relation to the trip, we're putting huge amounts of information at the moment on our university website, which is dmu.ac.uk. So that would be the best way to engage. And I'd be delighted to engage with anybody after this transmission.
What other projects are you working on?
We've got a big sort of investment in sport at our university at the moment. We're creating a DMU orchestra because we're very keen on music and we haven't conventionally had one. And also our DMU Global program, we've got an aspiration to take 50% of our students, that's 11,000 students, overseas in a 5-year period. And that's taking up a lot of time, sorting out a lot of overseas visits.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Well, I think the obvious question is, how are people in the UK viewing the outcome of the US presidential election? And that's something that we're really keen to talk about when we come out in January. a lot of people feel that there are some analogies with the Brexit campaign, which was characterized by a really low level of debate, huge amount of sort of deceitful content, a culture of denigration, which has left the country feeling pretty grim, I would say. I mean, all the opinion polls recently have said that if the referendum was run again, it would be almost exactly the same results. And of course, as somebody viewing the US presidential election, there seem to be similarities. What's happened in the US as well? You know, a country split down the middle. There's probably not a single family that doesn't have a view on President-elect Trump or Hillary Clinton. And also there seems to be this kind of rather depressing sense that if you have a particular opinion that somebody else doesn't agree with, then you're going to be hounded and shouted down and vilified. And that seems really unhealthy, I would say, for democracy. It's uncertain times.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes, I do, actually, and it relates back to your first question about Mahatma Gandhi, and it's something that I say to my students all the time. And something which I think is really even more relevant now, after Brexit vote and after Trump's election, which is that you must be the change that you want to see in the world. And that's something that Gandhi said to his followers at one of their lowest periods, when they felt it was impossible for them to change anything in the world in the way that they wanted to. And he said, well, if you want to affect that change, you've got to embody it yourself. And I think that's as true if you're a member of the LGBT community as if you're a member of the Remain campaign during the EU referendum, or a student who feels passionate about a particular issue. You know, if you want to affect the change in the world, you can do it, and you've got to embody it. You've got to talk about it. You've got to be passionate about it. You've got to be positive about it. And you've got to seek, you know, politely and reasonably to change people's minds.